So we bless your name. You have done more than enough. We adore, we adore you. Oh yeah, you have done more than enough. So we bless. You have done more than enough. Hey mama, we adore you. You have done more than enough. One more time, so we bless your name. You have done more than enough. We are done, we adore you. You have done more than enough. I declare, you are God, you never fail. I declare, you are God, you never fail. I declare, oh yeah, I declare, you are God, you never change. Oh yeah, I declare, you are God, you never change. Oh yeah, I declare, you are God, you never change. I declare, you are God, you never fail. Go ahead, bless him this morning. Man may fail you, but God never fail. Give him glory this morning that you slept, you awoke this morning. Thank him for all this multitude of testimony. It is our God that deserves the glory. We must consciously give him the glory. We must consciously give him the time. We must consciously return the praise, the glory to him. Let him hear your voice tonight, wherever you may be. Make sure you are away, giving him thanks from the bottom of your heart. Thank him for the gift of another beautiful day. The psalmist said in Psalm 118, verse 24, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let him hear your voice this morning. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him the glory. Lord, I thank you for this beautiful day. I thank you that we slept and we are awake this morning. It is your mercy that has sustained us. I give you glory, I give you honor, I give you praise, I give you adoration. I thank you. Now, thank you for yesterday's prayer meeting. Give God the praise, give God the praise, give God the praise. We return the praise. Thank you for answers prayer. Thank you for great things you have done. And thank you for the grace to wake up again this morning to pray. Awesome God, awesome God. I give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. We have given time. In Jesus' most powerful name, we have given time. Amen. I'd like you to unmute your devices for the next few seconds as we pray together. The Bible says in the book of Jude 1. Are ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. So I want you to begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. And as you pray, ask the Lord, Father, keep me in your love, for until I see you in glory, let nothing separate me from the love of God. Make that your prayer this morning. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Unmute your devices and join us this morning. Maganda bikaska ye desento shalibia. Keep me in your love. The Bible says, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for his mercy. The gospel is all inclusive. The gospel is all inclusive. You know, prayerlessness can deny a man, a woman from entering heaven. You know, prayerlessness can rob a man of his destiny, of a woman of her destiny. You know, like when someone is not in love, he can also rob them. So the Bible is inclusive. Lift up your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost. Mami kandale bilagon delevide sha ta 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 ta. Building up yourself and your holy faith, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Managanda baladega beladega baradia, adika de sati 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 lada, ne go ga 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 dia duri susesu, senono gambia ta 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 ta. We galambi gabara di zuzeno no shekada biya tayara kedusha in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. In strength of days this morning, thank you for another day, a day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in you. We thank you, we praise you, honor you. Thank you that we slept. We are awake this morning. Thank you for yesterday's prayer, for answers to all our prayer. Thank you for diverse visitations. Thank you for the multitude of testimonies. Have the glory, have the honor. And this morning we are going to say thank you. Lord, yet again, as we yet pray, as we yet hear this word of life, Lord, let this word mix with faith in our heart. Lord, make us love for. Let it make us better Christians and to become like Jesus, or to see you face to face. To you be all the glory. In Jesus' powerful name, we are praying. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord.
Praise
God. Hallelujah. This is my year of greater exploit. Therefore, what eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered to the heart of man, shall be the order of the day in my life. Hallelujah. Holiness within, holiness without. The Lord bless you. God bless you. You may keep your devices. The Holy Spirit has been speaking to us on the subject, understanding the role of the Holy Spirit. And by his help, we have been able to look at a few of these roles and we return the glory to him. The Lord permits, if he wants to show us more, we'll allow him to do what he wants to do. This morning, quickly turn your Bible with me to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 to 17. I will read that, but I want somebody else to help us with Isaiah 34, verse 16. Isaiah 34, verse 16, 2 Timothy chapter 3, and I read verse 15 to 17. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scripture, that tells you as parent or parents to be or grandparent, again and again we'll keep emphasizing this until Christ comes. It is our responsibility to train up our children. We need to teach them the word of God. Don't let them wake up in the morning and all they do is sit down with game and with TV. Teach them the word of God. And that from a child, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise. Can you see that? The Bible makes us wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Verse 16, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Now, who is in Isaiah chapter 34? Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16. You can mute your device if you are there.
Isaiah 34, verses 16. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want her meat. For my mouth it had commanded, and his spirit it had guarded them.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, one of the roles of the Holy Ghost in our lives is that the Holy Ghost, he inspires, is the inspiration behind the Bible. He inspires the scriptures, not only that. So it's a two roles combined. Like we had yesterday, he restores at the same time as the promise of the Father. Today, the Holy Ghost inspires the Bible and interprets the word of God to us. Now, have you ever wondered why the same Bible you carry in your hand, somebody else picks it up, but they don't understand one single thing? It's like a novel. The Bible will remain a novel, a mere storybook in the hands of people without the enhancement of the Holy Ghost. So all the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation were inspired by God through the Holy Spirit. All the men of old that we see there, we read of their names in the Bible, these were men, holy women that were inspired by God through his Spirit to put this Bible together. So what becomes Bible today? It is actually the work of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the one who put all the stories together. Now, if you see that, you are not really seeing anything alternating each other. If you read from Genesis to Revelation, there may be some stories that were repeated, rephrased, you know, paraphrased, or there may be some stories that were re-narrated again by different people in different ways, and so on. But the story is the same, the message is one. The Bible is about God. And when you talk about God, you are talking about Jesus Christ. So the Bible summarizes everything about God and Jesus Christ, his son. Who is the secret behind it? Sometimes I imagine, how can you look at, let's give a practical example so that you may understand better. The Bible says, why he yet thinketh these things in his heart. A good example is a man called Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus Christ. When he found out that Mary was pregnant, the next thing was that he was thinking in his heart to go and divorce her, to let her go. After all, they have not been joined, you know. So it was a taboo in Israel. Unlike today, when these young girls get pregnant anyhow, before wedding and many things. People get pregnant and nobody is not, it's not a big deal in our generation. It was a big deal in the days of Mary. And so, but then this young man, the man Joseph, the Bible says, why yet thinketh, he was thinking of, he was going to execute it. The angel of the Lord appeared to him. My question to you is, who was the person revealing what was in the heart of Joseph? The Holy Spirit. How about another example? Acts chapter 12. James was killed. James was killed. John the Baptist had been killed, but James was killed. And now Peter was also in prison. He was about to be killed. In fact, the Bible tells us the day they wanted to kill Peter. Why is it then that it was the day they wanted to kill Peter that the Lord inspired the church to pray for Peter? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit knows. How was Peter able to know what was in the heart of Ananias and Sapphira? How was he able to know the Holy Ghost? So the Bible, the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation, were inspired by the Holy Spirit. And the goal is to make us perfect. Now, the other part to this is that some people study the Bible, they don't understand. You know why? The Holy Spirit has not given them understanding. The same scripture you can take, that's another mystery about the Bible. You take one verse today, maybe for, you know, you share the word from there. The next, 1 hour, you go back to the same scripture, it's a different revelation entirely. That tells you that this is not an ordinary book. The Bible is not an ordinary book. The Bible is the word of God. Now, who is he that allows the word to be mixed with faith in our heart? The Holy Ghost. That's why Jesus Christ tells us, like our brother mentioned, why he was leading prayer. You see, the word of God, when it's preached, if the Holy Ghost will not breathe on it to spread it, to give you understanding, the enemy comes and steals them off your heart. That's why you see many, even though they've heard the word, there's no change in their life. Why? Because one, the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2, that the word being preached did not mix with faith in their hearts. Why? Because the Holy Ghost did not give them that grace. So that is the reason why every believer must have the Holy Ghost in them. The reason is because when you take the Bible, it helps you to understand the Bible. So what is the role of the Holy Ghost in your life? Is that the Holy Ghost is the inspiration behind the Bible. How was Moses, a man like myself, able to know? He wasn't born when Abraham was there. He wasn't born when Enoch was there. He wasn't born when Adam. In fact, when Adam was created from the ground, Moses was nowhere to be found. Yet, the same Moses had revelation. God took him back centuries before. And on the mount, God showed him the template of the entire ark and showed him how he formed the first man, the wife, and every incident that happened, told him the story of Enoch, Noah, and everything. And this man was very accurate in that story. How is that possible? The Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is the one that narrates the entire Bible. So if you ask me, he's the movie director. He's the one, he's the content creator. He's the one that inspired the drama, everything. The Holy Ghost is behind everything in the Bible. Now, can you see how important the Holy Spirit is in your life? And so that's why when you look at the story of the Ethiopian eunuch in the book of Acts as well, now you will understand that the Ethiopian eunuch, in Acts chapter 8 or chapter 9 or so. Now, the Ethiopian eunuch was a messenger of the queen of Ethiopia. Ethiopia, the land of the current Ethiopia, shall be great again in Jesus' name. Africa shall be great again in Jesus' name. All the nations of the earth shall be great again in Jesus' name. We are not talking about Ethiopia, but you see, Ethiopia used to be like America in those days. If you read the Bible, read the book of Job chapter 28. Job chapter 28 talked about the Ethiopian topaz. That is the currency of Ethiopia. Ethiopia used to be a great nation like America. But again, God will restore the present day Ethiopia in the name of Jesus. Now, there was a man, a minister. He was a government official. He was going to Jerusalem for the usual, Jewish celebration and, religious activity. He was reading the story of Jesus in prophesied by Isaiah. He was there in his chariot reading it, but he had no understanding. He didn't understand what he was reading. Until then, the angel of the Lord spoke to, Philip. Philip, go to this man. Go and interpret the Bible to him. And the Bible says the Spirit of God, that's the Holy Spirit, took Philip, and Philip landed on the man's chariot. And then he asked him a question. Do you understand what you are? He said, no. The man said, no, that he doesn't understand. That is what happened to an unbeliever. An unbeliever cannot understand the Bible. That's why when you are preaching to somebody that doesn't know about Jesus or Christ who have not been filled with the Holy Ghost, it's like you are speaking nonsense. Why? It's foolishness to them. The understanding has not been enhanced. I pray this morning your understanding will be enhanced. You will understand the scriptures in the name of Jesus. And when Philip explained to the man said, "Eh." So the man I've been reading about is actually the one that sent it to me. Ah. And then the next thing says, "Here's water. Now I'm ready to be baptized." The man went home with joy because his understanding was opened by the Holy Spirit. I want you to bow down your head this morning as you pray. First, thank him. Let's thank God for the word. If not for the Holy Ghost, we can't have the Bible. That's why the Bible remains the best-seller book in human history till now. It has never failed. Every generation, the Bible is the same. Who is doing all that? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is behind it. It's not an ordinary book. It's not a novel. It's not a story book. It is the Spirit of God that gathered all the story together. And so let's appreciate God that we have the Bible with us. In the days of Joseph, there was no Bible. There was no Bible. He was only following the instruction, you know, that he learned from all the things he learned from his father about God. Those were the things he was following. He was living that life. So go ahead and appreciate God that you have the Bible with you. Electronic Bible now is everywhere. You have your hard copy Bible on your tablet. It's everywhere. Who is behind all this? The Holy Ghost is the one spreading the word of God. I appreciate it. Lord, I thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost for your word this morning. To you be all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You have two prayer points to pray for yourself and then add your personal prayer. The first one is you are going to pray and say, "Holy Spirit, I thank you for sending the word of God to me. Please open my understanding to understand the scripture whenever it's being preached unto me." Go ahead and make that your prayer. Make that your prayer. Make that your prayer. The Bible says in Hebrews 4 verse 2, the word preached did not mix with faith in their heart. How? Because the Holy Spirit did not interpret. So tell him this morning, "Holy Spirit, I thank you for your word. I thank you for giving us the Bible. I thank you for giving us the Bible. In Jesus' name, we are prayed." Your next prayer point, look at the Bible says, "And that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good work." In those days, we hear people testify of how they did not eat their breakfast until after they studied their Bible. Our generation now, what is happening? We must return back to when you first of all eat this word before anything enters your mouth. You are going to pray and say, "Holy Spirit, as I begin to study your word from today, let your word make me perfect, thoroughly furnished unto good work, and let your word make me wise." Go ahead and make that your prayer in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, as I begin to study your Bible, your word from today, Lord, let your word make me perfect. The Bible makes you perfect. The Bible makes you thoroughly funny. You are thoroughly prepared unto the work that God has for you. Lift up your voice and say, "Holy Spirit, as I study the Bible beginning from today, Lord, make me perfect. Lord, let it make me thoroughly furnished unto good work. And Lord, let it make me wise. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed." Now go ahead, pour out your heart. What do you want God to do for you on this blessed day as you set out for this morning? Are you here? You are not born again. I want you to know that Jesus loves you. Like we have talked about this morning, you have no understanding of the Bible. If you go to church and then pastor preach or Sunday school, the word comes, but to you it's like, what are they talking about? The reason is because your understanding has not been opened. When you come to Jesus, your understanding will be open and you understand the scripture. So you are here, you are not born again. Say, "Lord Jesus, I come to you today, a sinner. Forgive me my sin. I write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name." Lord, as many that have prayed this prayer, forgive them their sins, write their name in the book of life. in Jesus' name. Now, if you have prayed that prayer, I congratulate you. We have an ongoing believers and workers training class. I want you to join us, and I know that you'll be blessed in the name of Jesus. Now, go ahead in the next few seconds. What do you want the Lord to do for you today? Ask the Holy Spirit. Talk to the Holy Spirit. Remember, he knows all things. He took Moses back, centuries back, centuries back, centuries, years back, and showed him the mystery behind the world, how God formed Eden. What is it that I cannot show you? The same Holy Spirit is alive as well. Go ahead, talk to him, talk to him. Now give him thanks for answers to your prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Father, we thank you for answers to our prayer. We thank you for again expounding your word unto us this morning, helping us to understand that the Holy Spirit is the one who inspires the Bible and also gives light, understanding unto us whenever we study. We return the praise to you. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Bible. Thank you for giving us the Bible in our generation that we may know you. Holy Spirit, I pray this morning, Lord, beginning from now, anyone who has been studying the Bible but they do not understand, receive fresh understanding in the name of Jesus. In the name, as you study the word, as you hear the word being preached, you will understand even before the word is being preached or you begin to study in the name of Jesus. I pray every blockage in your understanding, I command them to be removed now. Whenever the word is preached, it will be mixed with faith in your heart and grace to be dwell of this world. Receive every miracle, signs, and wonders that is behind the scripture. Now let it begin to, I command them now to begin to manifest in your life, in your homes, in your family, in your business, in the church, in the land, in the mighty name of Jesus. When we gather tomorrow, there shall be testimony. Are you sick in your body? Be healed in the name of Jesus. And that affliction, I command to leave that body now. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Give it to your neighbor. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and your household in Jesus' name. God bless you. We'll see you at tomorrow's services. Invite your neighbor. Invite your friend. Don't just come all by yourself. Tell somebody about what Jesus is doing. Follow up with somebody. Give them a ride, and the Lord will reward you in Jesus' name. God bless you. I'll be the first to hear your testimony tomorrow, and you will hear mine. You are blessed. God bless you, media. You may now end the recording.